It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday. And it's time to fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Booyah!
Hey, it's good to be in the studio. We're live downtown in our beautiful studios. And looking out the window, it's going to be a golden day. There's a little bit of frost on the pumpkin this morning, but it's supposed to be in the mid-50s. Going to be a great day to get out in your backyard.
Why do you keep saying good morning? It's middle of the afternoon, for crying out loud.
Where?
It's always morning to you. What's with the morning comments?
It is the morning.
It's a great day to grill day. That's all it is. Whatever time of the day it is when you're listening to this show, it's the time to fire up your grill because everything tastes better off the grill.
It does. And we got a busy show today. We're going to be talking about deep frying some bluegills. Going to throw down a recipe. Our friend Tim Sobey's coming in from Sobey's Meats. He's got some little bit of St. Patrick's Day tips for us on those bangers and maybe some corned beef. Bob was down in Atlanta this last week at a Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association show, kind of the mecca of barbecue world for all the new equipment. So he's got a lot of really cool new equipment and gadgets we're going to be talking about on the show. But right now, Bob, let's talk a little bit about those bluegills you wanted to deep fry, man.
Well, first we have to go out on your lake and catch them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, ice is a little thin now. As a matter
of fact,
isn't
it gone yet?
No, it's not quite.
You're kidding.
But it's so thin that you can see through it. One of those deals.
Well, I say we get that done real quick here in the next couple of weeks while it's nice and cold water, because bluegill out of really cold water is an amazing fish.
You know, and I got some left over from the ice fishing, too, that I've got filleted up in the freezer, so we can do that.
There's nothing like them fresh.
Yeah.
They're just the best. You know, at the Hunt and Time Expo, there was a packet. There was a guy selling a coating, and it slips my mind now the name of that, Tom Antor's buddy, that's at that show every year. We'll get a hold of Antor. I want to get that mix available on our website because that stuff is like crack for bluegill. It's just a breading. I mean, it's not even a breading. It's a flour mix that actually thickens up and crisps up when you fry them or deep fry them. And the composition of blends this guy puts in this, it's not just flour. But as far as bluegill, when I deep fry them, I just like just the fillet. I've seen people actually scale them and keep the skin on them. Do you have a preference to that?
I skin them myself because I just like to eat them like a potato chip when they're done.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's about what they're like.
Yep.
Now, exactly. You can get into the crappies. They're a little bit bigger. But I guess, you know, I'm into frying a little more than I should be for a fat guy that's on a diet.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that there is a way you can deep fry in an oil that's actually very, very safe and very healthy, and most of the oil comes off of the fish.
Right.
And that's rice oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I actually have met someone recently who produces rice oil, and I'm trying to get into that logistics supply there, that supply chain of that, because a lot of the people I deal with really, I think, could benefit from that. And if you've ever cooked with rice oil or deep fried with rice oil, give me a hit on Facebook because I'm still in the research phase on it. But according to all the scientific data that these people are piling on me, it's like the best, absolute best deep frying thing. And if you're using deep fryers, and you'll hear later, I'm talking with Jeff Foxworthy about deep fryers. If you're using deep fryers, rice oil is also an oil that you can put in one of those to be safe.
Well, let's talk about deep fryers a minute, because when you were down at the Hearth and Patio show, we had a conversation about a new patio deep fryer that you came across. I don't know if you're going to be repping those or not.
That's the one Jeff Foxworthy is repping. Yeah.
Okay.
And I am also.
Great. Yep. So tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll hear about more with Foxworthy.
Well, those are cool. You know, I've seen them for a couple of years. A place over in Muskegon called Red Hot Stove showed them to me a couple of years ago. And Fongers is raising his thumb because he loves Muskegon. He's a Muskegon boy. But anyway, I saw these things over there at Red Hot Stove, and the guy was kind of like jumping up and down explaining it to me. He liked them so much and did such a good job with them. And I'm thinking, gosh, being able to deep fry on your back deck without pulling out all the junk I pull out to do
it. Yeah, one of those big turkey cookers.
Literally, absolutely.
It takes 2 gallons of oil, and it's 12 bucks a gallon, and yeah, all of that.
You've seen that big rack, right? In my garage in the center, that's Maggie's old bunks. That big old bin is huge that sits all the crap just to pull the deep fryer out. I don't want to pull it out.
Right. It's a mess. It's a lot of work.
And so this thing just sits on your back deck. It's on wheels. It's got a handle. You can tip it back and move it, you know, like anything on two wheels. And the propane tank is mounted on it. It's got electronic ignition, temperature control, a grease filter. So when you drain that oil, it goes through this really sophisticated filter. You can reuse your oil up to 50 times. So I'm really looking forward to trying one. They're sending me a sample, and I'm really looking forward to trying one of those out because I think if you're on the back deck and you're doing what a lot of us sportsmen do, if you're honest, you're going to fry a bunch of the stuff. Yeah. We're not the frying guys, but
yeah,
maybe we could be.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday, and we're live in downtown Grand Rapids. It's going to be a beautiful day. Watching the weather this morning, we're supposed to bump up against 60 for the next week and a couple days into the 70s. It's the middle of March. That's crazy, but if this is what global warming's all about, I'm all for it, man. We were talking about it at breakfast. I don't live on the equator, so if it gets hotter down there, you know what? So what? I like it right here just like we got it.
We're going to have to get some Grilling Guys Speedos.
Yeah, maybe one for you. I don't believe that I need one of those at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my kids would freak if I put one on, too.
Yeah, right.
DNR might come to my house or something. what do you think about some grilling treats for the Sweet 16? We got some Major League College basketball coming right at us. Mr. Fonger, how's that shaping up? Are you going to give us a little wrap-up a little later on in the show and tell us what teams to be watching?
Absolutely. It's March Madness time. It's my favorite holiday of the year because it's a month long.
Ah.
I love it.
Well, you played basketball in at least in high school.
I tried. I didn't make the team.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Gosh, as tall as you are?
So I played recreationally, you know, with some buddies, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not talking to the Pistons or anything at this point.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
But the March Madness is a great opportunity to get out and make some snacks on the grill, do a variety of things. You know, we talk about these probably way too much, but I'm a huge fan of the jalapeno poppers. A lot of people do them where you cut the top off and kind of make a little cup out of them. I prefer to cut them in half lengthways and make a little boat out of it, and then you can put a variety of things in
there. Well, you live on a lake. That makes sense.
Right, but you can put a variety of things in those. One of the things that I've enjoyed most is the cream cheese, like everybody does, because it takes a little bit of the hotness out, but mix a little bit of pineapple with that cream cheese. Gives it a little bit of a sweet, hot flavor, and my guests have enjoyed that more than just the bang of the popper, and it gets so hot, and it's just uncomfortable to eat them. So,
I was talking to a chef at the show, and I cannot find his stinking card, but he had a recipe for those things. He's John Travolta's chef, and he has a recipe for those things.
Probably with grease then, huh?
Yeah, probably. This guy'd be a great guy to have on the show if I could only get him to frickin' email me.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, anyway, what he did with them was he took chicken breasts, pounded them out, and sliced his jalapeno, put a little cream cheese in there, wrapped them up, and wrapped the whole thing in bacon, and he put that chicken wrap with the jalapeno and cream cheese inside it, grilled it with the bacon on the outside. He said when the bacon's done, that skinny little breast of chicken will be done.
Wow.
That sounded really cool.
Well, you can't hardly go wrong with anything with bacon wrapped around it, can you? I mean, that's like the ultimate, what I think is the ultimate flavor. You put bacon on anything, you're going to make it better. It's just not going to be worse. It's absolutely going to be better. But speaking of meat, our coming up in our next segment is our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. He's our favorite butcher, and he's going to be talking to us about bangers and corned beef. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Some bitch talking.
guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.